The servant of God and the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him that is weary. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. For the Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been confounded. I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we know the end is in sight. Spring term, and already good spring weather distracts us. Quite pleasantly so. Call day looms ever larger. And with this very day, another month marches by. So how will it end? Wouldn't you like to know? We know how it will end. Think of all the speculation out there, not just about us, about next month or next May or next year. Think of all the speculation out there about the end of all things. Y2K. Will it come as a bang, even a big bang, or a whimper, a viral whimper, like AIDS? Or Melissa. We know how it will end because we've been listening. Listening like one's being taught, morning by morning, day after day. It sounds dreary, monotonous, this theological education, but it is a daily joy of a disciplined disciple, one being taught, not just informed, but formed, morning by morning, day after day, learning by listening. No creative, self-indulgent, self-assertive thinking here. No kudos for my next great idea du jour. We are daily disciples, ones being taught, those who have ears to hear and tongues that are taught to speak his words. Those are the words, his word that sustains the weary. Even when the servants get weary. And what keeps us going when even we get weary? Could it be that we know how it all will end? We know the end is truly in sight. Oh, not necessarily the chronological end, the final exam, the end of time, but we know the end is in sight, the goal, the finished task, the accomplished work. If we are wearied, then we are wearied by work that actually accomplishes something, that does what God would have it do, and prospers in that for which he sent it. I know I get weary. It's been a long year, 3 weeks into the spring term, and we're wondering whatever happened to spring break. Pastors in the midst of Lent get weary, and church can become just one more thing they have to do. And then comes Holy Week, and it only seems to get worse. Well, there is good news here. The end is in sight. We know not only that it will end, but we know how it will end. There is good news. It will get worse. I offered my back to those who beat me. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. It will get worse. Stricken, smitten, and afflicted, see him dying on the tree. See him dying on the tree. Did you think this text was about you? This isn't about us. This wearying work, this suffering servant. And there is good news. This wearying work, this shame and suffering, this getting worse, even unto death, even death on a cross, isn't really about you or me, but about him who died for us. And did you hear what I said? Him who died for us. That's how it would end. Oh, not the chronological end, but this was the goal, the accomplished work, the finished task, the telos, the tetelestai. It is finished, accomplished, complete. He set his face like a flint and would not be put to shame. Even in death, the one who vindicates is near. Who will bring charges? Who is the accuser, the one who wants to seal my fate? Let him confront me. For the servant is, after all, the servant of God. The one who does his work and carries on his will, in whom the work of the Lord will prosper, accomplish his goal. And that is about you and me, isn't it? When we get weary, he wakens us. Morning after morning, day after day, the wake-up call, the sweet word that sustains the weary, it is finished. Rise and shine. The work is done. For we know how it would end. We know how it has ended. It is already done, for it is Christ's work. He is the servant. We are redeemed, forgiven, raised to new life. We have died with him by baptism into his death. We are sustained in life through his body and blood already given and shed. We know how the story ends. Just wait till Friday. And if you need any more justification for your faith, for your life, for your hope, for your confidence, just wait till Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.